More anti-Semitic incidents happened in New York City over the weekend. This comes after a stabbing at a Hanukkah party in Muncie, New York, injured five people last month. Governor Andrew Cuomo called it a hate crime and terrorism and says he's going to encourage the state legislature to pass a domestic terrorism law. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Central and Northern New York State Senator Joe Griffo introduced a bill last spring that would make anti-Semitic attacks a hate crime.
Griffo says there are protected segments of society based on sexual orientation and race, but his bill would amend the state's human rights law to include protections against anti-Semitism.
And I think that is so unacceptable, and we need to, obviously, in my opinion, not only send a message, but have a consequence for this type of activity.
The consequence is that if it were determined an attack was motivated by hatred, that person could be charged with a crime one category higher. A second-degree assault would be bumped up to a first degree. The series of recent attacks against Jewish people in New York City have included assaults, along with yelling of anti-Semitic slurs and threats.
The assault was for a purpose. It was because this individual didn't like this person because of their faith. And that's where this bill comes in.
Griffo introduced the bill last spring after a wave of anti-Semitic attacks happened across the country, including a shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue that killed 11 people. After the attack in Muncie, some Democrats blamed President Donald Trump for stoking anti-Semitism, although the president condemned the attack. Griffo says finger-pointing doesn't accomplish anything. Speaking in New York City Monday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said anti-Semitism, and in a broader sense, hate, anger, and division, is the most frightening issue that keeps him up at night.
I think the political system nationwide is fueling the anger, polarization, the demonization.
The governor says he'll propose a domestic terrorism law. Griffo says he's not sure what that will be, but he recognizes there will be potentially other proposals besides his bill to address the issue. And he says there is consensus to do something. In Utica, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.